Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast from the First Christian Church in Great Bend, Kansas. We are a church with a mission of inspiring ordinary people to live extraordinary lives for Christ. It really doesn't matter who you are, what you have done, or how you choose to worship. You belong here. We pray that this week's sermon blesses you and that you feel God's presence through it today.
So today is a very important day for 8 of our kids. In fact, I would argue that today is one of the most important days they will experience in the entirety of their lives. Because today is the day they devote themselves to God, professing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and Lord and Savior of the world. And the day they proclaim their faith to the world by entering into the waters of baptism, becoming members of the body of Christ. And so on this holy occasion, and to prepare these candidates for this life-changing step that they're about to take, what I would like to do this morning to help them prepare, along with helping all of you to remember the significance of your own baptism, is to share with all of you how baptism is ultimately about taking on a new kind of identity, where we are no longer defined by what the world says or what the world thinks of us, but are defined by something much, much bigger. So, as all of you know, identity, or who you are as a person, is something that is very, very important to what it means to be human. In that for many people, they spend most of their lives searching for that identity, and often the way people end up defining themselves are through things like their careers. In that if someone holds a kind of prestigious kind of job, like a doctor or a CEO or something like that, then the way they define themselves, the way they're known, is based on that job. Other people base their identity on their accomplishments or what it is they have done in this life. Others I know find their identity not necessarily in who they are, but in who they're with. And then, of course, there are those who find their identity in being the attractive one. There are those who seem to find their identity in what others think of them. And, of course, there are those who define themselves based on how much wealth they have. Or again, in our world today, identity, who you are, is a very important part of what it means to be human. And yet, what I would like to point out to you about the significance of baptism is that baptism reveals to us that our true identity, who we really are, actually has nothing to do with how the world defines us or even how we think of ourselves. No, baptism reveals to us that our true identity is based on what God thinks of us. Or let me show you what I'm talking about, starting first with Jesus' baptism and what that teaches us about his identity, and then in turn, how that shapes our identity as followers of Christ. So Matthew begins in 3:13 by saying this: "Then Jesus came from Galilee to Jordan to be baptized by John." And what we find as this story opens up is that Jesus has made his way down from Galilee, his home area, to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. And the significance of this story in the big picture is that this is the moment where Jesus begins his public ministry. Or in a sense, this is Jesus' coming out party, because from this point on, Jesus gives his life, his everything, to the work of causing God's kingdom to come and his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Or he goes out and proclaims the gospel to the world starting now. And yet, because John recognizes the significance of who Jesus is as he shows up, as he's walking up, John tried to detour him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? Or, hey, Jesus, I think you got this backwards. Aren't you the one that's supposed to be baptizing me? Aren't you the special one?" And yet Jesus replied, "Let it be so for now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." And, of course, John then consented. And from there, Jesus was then baptized, or he was dunked under the water. That's what it means to be baptized. And as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, the heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him, which I'm sure in the moment was absolutely breathtaking, absolutely amazing. And yet, the next part is the part that I really want you to pay attention to, because it is here where God proclaims to all of those standing around, and even Jesus himself, what Jesus' true identity is, or who Jesus is in God's eyes. a voice from heaven said, "This is my son whom I love, with him I am well pleased. This is my son whom I love, with him I am well pleased." And yet what I really want you to see here is that God says all of this about Jesus, not at the end of his life or after he accomplished all that he set out to do. No, God says this to Jesus before he even started his ministry, which means that who Jesus is in God's eyes, his actual identity, is not necessarily based on what he goes on to accomplish, but is simply based on how God feels about him as he begins his ministry, or how God feels about him without all of that other stuff even happening yet. And who Jesus is according to the creator of the universe, according to our God, is he is God's son, whom he loves and is proud of. Which means a big part of what's going on in and through Jesus' baptism is not only does he receive the power of the Holy Spirit as God empowers him to go out and begin his ministry, but what is also going on is that God is proclaiming to Jesus and everyone standing around who Jesus really is. This is Jesus' true identity. Or to maybe try to bring some clarity to this, the way I make sense of what God is doing here is very similar to what I try to do as a father to my two girls, in that I try to constantly remind them that it really doesn't matter what they look like or what they accomplish or even what they end up doing with the rest of their lives, because the truth is, they will always be my girls, or they will always belong to me, which means no matter what, I will always love them with everything that I am. And even more than that, there is nothing I find more pleasing, even though it comes with its challenges, than having the honor and privilege of getting to be their father. Yeah, for me, that's very similar to what's going on in and through Jesus' baptism. It's like God is saying to Jesus, "I love you, you are my son, and I am proud and pleased to be your father." And yet, now that you're starting to understand Jesus' identity, what I want to show you next, which I hope will change all of you forever, is that not only did Jesus discover his true identity through his baptism, but it is in and through the act of every baptism where God gives all of us a new identity. Or baptism is where we discover who we really are in God's eyes. And Galatians 3, 26 and 27 explains it in this way. "So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ." Again, because I want you to get this. "So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized in Christ have clothed yourself with Christ." And very simply put, what I understand the Apostle Paul to be saying here is that what gives us our identity, or what it is that ultimately defines who we are as Christians, is not going to be found in the way the world defines identity, through things like wealth and status and accomplishments. And it's not even going to be found in keeping the law and doing everything right. No, the truth is, where our identity is found is in Christ. And how that works is that when we are baptized into Christ. And one important part of what it means to be baptized into Christ is that we're putting away our old self, our old identity, right? So that we can take on the identity of Christ. And that no longer are we going to be defined by who we are and what we have done. No, through baptism, we are now going to be defined by belonging to Christ Jesus. Which ultimately means, and this is the part that I really want you to get, that what is going to happen for these kids today as they pass through the waters of baptism is they are going to be clothing themselves in Christ. Or in other words, they're going to be taking on the identity of Christ. And what we learned about Christ's true identity from his baptism is that he is a beloved son or child of God in whom God is well pleased. And in turn, what all that complexity helps us to see and understand is that not only did Jesus discover his true identity as God's beloved son through baptism, but it's also the case that in and through all baptism, God reveals to all of us our true identity, or what it is that God thinks of us. And what God thinks of us, regardless of what we have done or eventually will do, is just like Jesus. God sees us as his beloved children in whom he is well pleased. Or to go back to my earlier example, in the same way my girls will always belong to me as my children, and I will always love them with an unconditional kind of love, and in the same way it pleases me to get the honor and privilege of being their father, that is the way God feels about every single person who said yes to Jesus and is baptized. Because that, my friends, is our true identity. And for me, why that's so important for us to get is because when all is said and done, when you actually take a step back and begin to think about what is most important for our lives, the truth is, the only opinion that really matters is not what others think of us, or what we have accomplished, or how much money we make, or even what we think of ourselves. No, the only opinion that matters is God. And what God thinks of us is that we are His children. And as His children, He will always love us with that unconditional love. And even more than that, He is pleased to have the privilege and honor of getting to be our Father, or getting to be our God. Or that, my friends, is why I believe that today is one of the most important days of these kids' lives, because today they get to learn their true identity, or who they really are, as God's beloved children, which is something that from this moment no one can ever take from them. Let us pray. Father, we come before You on this incredible Sunday morning where we get to celebrate the baptism of 8 kiddos in our church, which we are so excited about. But today, oh Lord, may this not be just about us and being excited for these kids, but may this be a moment in these children's lives that transform them forever. May this be the moment where they give their heart and soul to You with everything that they are. And even more than that, oh Lord, may they learn their true identity as Your children whom You love and are well pleased. And then for everybody else, Lord, who hears this, may they also be reminded of the significance of their baptism, reminding them that their identity is not going to be found in what they have done or what they have accomplished or even in how much money they have. No, Lord, what matters is what You think of us and what You proclaim for all of us who have been baptized or called upon Your name is that we are Your beloved children in whom You are well. So help us, Lord, to live that, to know that, to be that every single day of our lives. It's in Your name and for our sake that we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon, and we hope you are able to join us next week. To learn more about FCC Great Bend, visit us online at firstchristianchurchgb.com. Again, that's firstchristianchurchgb.com. God bless and have a great week.